the political cesspool known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program. And here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host for tonight, James Edwards.
Yes, James Edwards is still here, and no, we're not starting the show all over again from the top. You're not going to hear all that again during the second hour. Brand new hour here as the political cesspool rolls on this evening. It's Saturday, September 6th, 2008, and we're here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Thanks to our guest, Mike Grissom, for calling in. And we're not going to talk any more about that issue tonight, but it was important. And, of course, we had Mike on to talk about how a potential Obama administration would affect the South. And he basically said, and I agree with him, it would affect it no differently than a McCain administration. And this show, being based in the South, we certainly are Southerners at heart, and first and foremost for that matter, but much more than just being a Southern nationalist show, that's just one of many, many, many topics we address. We certainly talk about all of the contemporary issues, too, and much more so than we do the Southern issues. But it just so happened that our first guest was a very iconic Southern author, and we couldn't have him on without talking about that. But to be sure, we are equal opportunity haters of the Republican and Democratic duopoly. So, Bill, we got a couple of minutes here before we bring on our next guest, Joe McCutchen. I want to talk a little bit about John McCain's selection of Sarah Palin. Let me say that I think it was a very good choice as far as he's concerned, if you believe that the votes are counted accurately, which I don't. But if they were, her selection is certainly going to solidify his evangelical and socially conservative base, and basically they will vote for him because of her, therefore giving him a pass for being the Trotskyite traitor that he is. Bill, how do you think Sarah Palin impacts the election, and is she everything that she's cracked up to be, in your opinion?
Well, time will tell. There's really still, we still don't really know a lot about Sarah Palin. I think that the initial introduction has been really good. I think the package so far is very satisfactory in terms of what a lot, I think most decent Americans believe. But well, time will tell how much backbone she has as this campaign gets rolling, because it's going to be a nasty one.
Very nasty one, and of course you've got a woman as a vice presidential candidate, a black man as the head of the Democratic ticket. So you've got a couple of unprecedented, well, I guess Geraldine Ferraro was there a few years back. That didn't go over so well. But you certainly got an unprecedented election here any way you slice it. But to be sure, this is the way I look at it. Obviously, these candidates are not in control of their own destiny. They will do what they're told to do by the powers that be it the IMF or the Bilderbergers or AIPAC. And, you know, Sarah Palin, by the way, met with AIPAC immediately after being selected to the vice presidential slot by McCain's handlers to promise Israel that she is all for them. And basically my opinion of her is I think she looks great. I think that she is going to help him solidify his conservative base, which very well may hand the election to McCain. Of course, it's not in our best interest if either of those two are elected. But I just don't think if Sarah Palin was the real deal, I don't know if she would have been allowed on the ticket in the first place. And that's my thought on her. But, Bill, by all means, elaborate further.
John McCain might have underestimated her in terms of her ability to stir people up and to actually have an effect on the campaign and on Republican politics. He may have assumed she was just going to be arm candy and be there to wave at the crowd like a debutante or a beauty queen that she's already had experience with.
And I do believe she's sincerely conservative on some of these social issues that she has said to hold dear, such as the right to life, which is an important issue. I don't know if it's more important than, you know, curtailing illegal immigration or putting forth an America First foreign and trade policy. We'll see. But I just don't think that the powers that be, and I think everyone knows who we're talking about. If you're not sure, just ask me and I'll just tell you. The Zionist lobby. They wouldn't have let her on the ticket if they hadn't approved her in advance. You know that.
Well, I think certainly we'll know for sure if she goes to the Wailing Wall with a skull cap and stick a prayer in the wall. Then,
well, no
then
doubt
you know
about
that
it,
she,
though,
then you know she's made
worse.
Her cover.
If he had selected Joe Lieberman or one of the other guys, I think Obama would have rolled over. And we got to go to break. We'll be back with Joe McCutchen right after this.
Forced to make many important and difficult decisions, planning together allows families to avoid difficult decisions in the future and gives you peace of mind now. Autumn Woods Memorial Park is a new perpetual care cemetery located 1 mile south of Goodman Road in Olive Branch, Mississippi. Autumn Woods is the largest cemetery in DeSoto County and serves the entire DeSoto County, Memphis metropolitan area. Autumn Woods Memorial Park allows for a dignified and peaceful final resting place. Autumn Woods Memorial Park is locally owned and operated. The staff is committed to providing the best possible service at the most affordable price. Autumn Woods Memorial Park now has side-by-side lots starting at $600. Come by and visit our beautiful property, conveniently located at 6240 Davison Road in Olive Branch, Mississippi, or call us at 901-521-9520. You can also find us online at www.autumnwoodsmemorialpark.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, fen, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Did you boogie with your baby in the back row?
And now, let's return to the Political Cesspool with your host, James Edwards.
Welcome back to the Political Cesspool, everyone. James Edwards here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, republicbroadcasting.org. We're also broadcasting from our own internet headquarters, thepoliticalcesspool.org. And now on the line with us is one of my very favorite guests out of the hundreds of shows we've done over the past 4 years, this man has been a repeat guest that we never get tired of listening to. He is Joe McCutchen, an America First immigration reform activist. Joe is a founding member of the Minutemen Project back during their heyday, when you'll remember back in 2005, where there was Joe right there on the front lines of the border trying his best to make our country safe for our people. And Joe has also single-handedly probably, well, there's not probably to it, Joe has single-handedly done more in the state of Arkansas to protect the citizens of Arkansas from this illegal alien invasion than any of his other activists, fellow activists in the Diamond State. So, Joe, welcome back to the program, everyone. you know what I'm saying, Joe. Welcome back to the show, buddy. Good to have you.
Thanks, James. You're going to come out of it okay. It's always a pleasure being with you, and particularly tonight on this launch that you're moving on to.
Well, as I told you this morning, we wanted to put our best foot forward, so we had to call Joe. But flattery notwithstanding, Joe, it is great to have you back. And if you were listening earlier, you would know that we were talking, among other things, about the choice, or lack thereof, between Barack Obama and Joe Biden and John McCain, Sarah Palin. What's your take on the elections, and how should America Firsters
vote. James, I have a little white sports Lexus that I put a magnetic bumper strip on the back that said neither one. I was derelict in that bumper strip. I didn't complete it. It should say, and it will in the not too near term, neither one, fools. And as I look at American citizens across the board, we have a nation full of fools. How could you support two criminally corrupt parties to the core? Let's look at briefly at John McCain. John McCain is a psychopath warmonger. He wants to do 100 years in Iraq or whatever it takes. He has embraced the neoconservative philosophy of eternal war for eternal peace. This philosophy has been orchestrated and is orchestrated by neoconservative Israelis, dual citizen Israelis, that they're more than willing to continue killing young Americans, maiming young Americans, and destroying whole countries and killing hundreds of thousands of Afghans, of Iraqis, under preemptive wars which have no threat to us whatsoever. This war on terrorism is a hoax. Peace could be obtained through diplomacy, talks, et cetera, but they have no intention in embracing that kind of philosophy. We move on over to Barack Obama. I guess it's Barack Obama. Barack Obama's mama was a white girl. His father was a black man. His mother, an American citizen. His father, an African citizen. So that makes him questionable as to where his political and philosophical allegiances are. It's been said that perhaps he embraces the Mideast religions. It is being inquired about now if the man is actually a citizen of the United States. But more importantly, at least to me, than those things, I don't have any qualms with anybody if they embrace the Constitution and the ideals it gives rise to. I applaud them at every turn. But Barack Obama's really hard-nosed political schooling came at the hands of a fellow in South Chicago by the name of Saul Alinsky, a cultural Marxist who has nurtured Barack Obama for years. Hillary Clinton was a student of Alinsky for a short period of time. So as long as our citizens don't engage in any thought process and they're willing to worship at the altars of the Democrat and Republican parties and accept what they're offering, as that's precisely what the politicians and bureaucrats want. And until and if our citizens shore up their courage and refuse to vote for either of these candidates, we then perhaps can save this country from the precipice of destruction.
Joe, I know I was just going to say, I know that you supported, as we did, Ron Paul during the Republican primary. For my money, and I certainly don't want to give this guy the kiss of death by my public endorsement, but I'll be voting for Chuck Baldwin of the Constitution Party. And Bill, I want to allow you to get in a couple of questions. But Joe, other than voting for an alternative candidate, what do you think folks can do, if anything, to turn the rudder of this sinking Titanic with regards to our political futures?
Well, first of all, we have to get away from this adage of voting for the lesser of two evils. When you vote for the lesser of two evils, you're voting for evil, and you're voting by saying you subscribe to whatever lesser of the two evils you're voting for. So that in itself is heresy. You vote for anybody. You write somebody in, or if there's a candidate listed, you vote for it. We have to send a message to these politicians and bureaucrats that we no longer will tolerate and accept the criminal conduct that they embrace. Now, and as I say, I have no problem calling Americans fools. They continue to reelect the Congress decade after decade. The senators, after decade after decade, they are responsible for the multiple crises that were involved. We're not talking about 50 years from now before the collapse. We're talking about within the next 2 or 3 years maximum. In the month of August, this last August, last month, we lost 84,000 jobs. Since January, we lost 605,000 jobs. We have an unemployment rate of 6.1. We're deporting our better jobs. We're allowing millions of illegal aliens, Mexicans primarily, but OTMs also, to penetrate our borders, destroy our sovereignty, destroy our legitimacy, our language, our culture, our heritage, and none of these candidates are even talking about it. We also have infrastructure concerns, public education concerns, health care, food, ad infinitum. So, James, there's no reason for anyone to support either one of these parties.
Yeah, but
it's
of course,
just asinine.
Of course, Joe, you're right, but unfortunately, we live in a country in this day and age in which the citizenry is more concerned with receiving the next paycheck so that they can maintain their lifestyle of soft totalitarianism. You know, Joe, we were talking about the Confederacy earlier in the program, and I wouldn't bring this up had it not already been a part of this particular show, but, you know, this country used to produce men like Nathan Bedford Forrest, who donated, a self-made millionaire, self-educated, donated his millions to outfit the Confederate armies, enlisted as a millionaire, mind you, as a soldier of the lowest rank, private, and went all the way up to lieutenant general. We produced men like Andrew Jackson, the bane of the bankers, who you know, won the Battle of New Orleans. We produced men like George Washington, who fought through bitterly cold winters to fight for a cause greater than himself. What happened to the nation that used to produce men like that? And how did we, I guess this is a whole show in and of itself, in and of this question, but how did we go from those kind of men to...
Very briefly.
Yes.
It began with Lincoln in his expansionist move, and he in no ways was supportive of the blacks, and that was unfortunate, but it's been so said. What happened was, in a jail cell in Italy in the late 30s, and concomitant in Frankfurt, Germany, there was a fellow by the name Antonio Gramsci, who came up with the idea and wrote volumes about this, that we'd never take the United States of America militarily. We had to march through the institutions. The institutions was big religion, education, and the political environment.
Excellent
answer. And at the same time that Gramsci conceived this idea in a jail cell in Italy, a group of German Jews came up with the same thought, and it's now known as the Frankfurt School.
Okay.
They have been preeminently successful in their march through the institutions, and what has happened is the evolving of cultural Marxism, and you see it every day. So that's why we have lost the people who got out and under individual responsibility to take charge of their lives. And we've allowed a welfare state to come about, and it's sinking us by the day. We have our trade deficit this year so far is $860 billion. We're $9.5 trillion in debt. We're fighting wars around the globe. We have military presence in 130 countries, and I could go on all night with this.
Now, Joe, I'll tell you what, my friend, there was absolutely no way I thought you could answer so succinctly and so with such surgical-like precision, and such an open-ended and broad question as I posed to you as how we got to this point. And I think you did it incredibly well. You're absolutely right, the long march through the institutions. Again, the number here, ladies and gentlemen, 1-800-313-9443. We'd like to take a question or two for Joe McCutcheon before we run out of time. We might even let Bill Rowland talk again if you're lucky. 1-800-313-9443. Give us a call here on RBN, and let's talk about the election with America First immigration reform activist Joe McCutcheon. Bill, we're going to go to break here in about 25 seconds. Just sit tight. Joe, if you don't mind staying on the line with us for one more brief little four-minute segment that we've got coming up on the flip side of this break, we'd like to keep you and perhaps get a couple of calls in. 1-800-313-9443. Call us up, ladies and gentlemen. The Political Cesspool returns right after this.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay, call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
If you can handle the truth, pick up a copy of Plain Truth by John Tate, a concise critique of contemporary American government for its refusal to acknowledge our true origins as a Western Christian nation. Plain Truth will inform and inspire readers who are eager to partake in the long and difficult process necessary to restore the American Republic. As citizens of this great republic, we can perform no more important task than realizing our duty to preserve our unique culture, heritage, and people despite a formidable foe within our own nation. Read Plain Truth and you'll discover the importance of identifying the cause, exploring the consequences, and discovering solutions to our unfortunate situation. The debate must shift toward a focus upon culture, history, and nationalism. Plain Truth by John Tate proves that racial diversity and Republican government are incompatible with one another. Plain Truth by John Tate is available through Amazon, Target, Borders, and Barnes & Noble bookstores.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
Well, no, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Let's return to the political cesspool and our own bunch of rebels, the political cesspool guys.
All right, here we are again. James Edwards, Bill Rowland with our special guest, Joe McCutcheon, former Minuteman, contemporary American patriot. Chances are you've heard Joe on the radio before. He's a savvy and seasoned radio veteran, frequently doing interviews across the country. Joe, thanks for sticking with us through the break. We have John on the line in Florida. We're going to get to you, John, in just a second, but Bill, I know you were listening intently to the previous segment and the conversation Joe and I were having. Anything you'd like to add to the discussion?
Joe, it's my opinion that the national politics in America have become a Politburo, that the leaders are merely figureheads, that the power in Washington is entrenched in the bureaucracy and the various systems that we have put in place, and that really, even to the Senate and Congress, it doesn't matter anymore. What about local politics? This is the place, I think, where real power begins and where real power will make a difference.
And, Joe, quick answer on that, and we want to get to a caller.
I think all these politicians are entrenched from the executive branch of the U.S. government right on down to the JPs, and it's equally difficult to get rid of the local politicians. Once these people have been elected more than one term, they join the protection racket, and they do their favors. They hook up with corporations, and it's extremely difficult to get rid of them. So it's a top-bottom type of function. If you would turn on to my website, arkansasfreedom.com, and go to that section that deals with Arkansas's own Trail of Tears, you'll see exactly, you'll have your answer there, because I have done research, FOIs, et cetera, on politicians and people in Arkansas, the Tysons, Waltons, et cetera, who control this country from top to bottom. And I've got documented, detailed information on it, and I think it would serve you in your state of Florida and citizens other that that's the way we have to do things, is file freedom of information. Doesn't cost anything. I have formats on that website. You can use those formats to go after politicians in your state. So,
Joe, I think we got a caller here. He's probably got a question for you.
Sorry.
Yeah, John from Florida, you're on the line.
Yeah, how you doing? I've been to Mr. McCutcheon's website, and I think he's a great patriot doing things that our government should be doing, and it's just really obscene that patriots like Joe have to do all this work and spend money and time when the federal government should be down on the border enforcing the border, not having the illegals come in. I mean, it's just a travesty, and I think the American people better wake up and say enough is enough. But I hope Joe sticks to it, because he is a great patriot, and I've seen him, heard him many times. And like I said, he doesn't have to do this, but he cares about the country, and that's the main thing. I wish more people would wise up and not be dumbed down by the mainstream media, which they have. They're going to feed you what they want to.
Joe, it looks like your reputation precedes you in Florida. Thank you very much for the kind words, John. Would you like to respond, Joe?
Well, I would just say thank you, John. You're much too kind.
Okay, you're quite welcome.
Well, Joe, any final thoughts here? We have a couple of moments before our next break. Again, if we can take one more quick caller, I know time is fleeting in this segment. 1-800-313-9443. Call quickly to get on the line with Joe McCutcheon before he moves on. Joe, final thoughts?
John, James, we have to get rid of this emotion and deal objectively with our situation. We're in a nosedive to the abyss, and this country is going to explode in a very short period of time. And I could go through a litany of resolutions, laws, et cetera, that have been passed that the Americans have no idea what's going on, and we've got to remove these incumbents by whatever means. We cannot support these two corrupt presidential candidates. They are corrupt, criminally corrupt. We have to admit that, and we have to show our support by not voting for them. Show them that we understand what they're doing to this once preeminent republic, and get away from these two parties. Quit worshiping there.
Joe, do you think there's massive voter fraud in this country? Do you think that there is absolutely unilateral voter fraud throughout the country? Because we see it here locally where we are. We've seen really blatant voter fraud. What do you think?
Well, I couldn't agree with you more.
Do you think to do with the voting machines, or is this just something that has gradually taken over virtually every state, regardless of what method of voting they use?
I think so. I think that's exactly what's happening.
That's a deadpan one-liner, and you don't get much more clearer than that. And I agree with you, Joe, which begs the question, does it make any sense to vote at all? I still go and cast my vote in vain. I've never voted for anyone that's been victorious, be it myself, who was a former candidate for state representative from Dogcatcher all the way up to the president. But
if this is the case, candidates
that are involved with the two parties, they're, as I've said, they are corrupt. And you're a fool if you vote for any candidate that represents himself, any incumbent. You've got to vote against the incumbents, and these two presidential candidates do not deserve your vote.
Well, we're going to talk about Ron Paul right after this next commercial break. Joe, we're flat out of time, but thank you, my friend, for coming on again with us on such short notice this afternoon. I gave you a call, and you were here on the money tonight for this great interview.
It's my pleasure. Thank you, James, and tell Danny I said hello.
Danny, of course, is my wife, for all of you listening out there. Thank you, Joe. My best to your lovely wife, too. And we'll talk to you again soon, my brother. Bill, we're going to take another break here on the Political Cesspool Radio Program. Again, James Edwards, Bill Rowland with you, everyone, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network at republicbroadcasting.org. We're back in just a moment.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Welcome to The Cheapest Link. Contestants, the question is, how does the political cesspool get the money to stay on the air? Contestant number two.
Eddie the Bombardier Miller gives flying lessons.
Wrong!
Contestant number three.
Ooh, James Edwards gets a part-time job as a spokesman for a men's hair growth product?
Wrong!
The correct answer is, from the thousands of listeners from all across the country and around the world, the political cesspool stays on the air because of you, our loyal listeners, support this program and our work with your generous donations. Do your part to keep the one true voice of conservatism on the air by going online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today. Help us keep the political cesspool going as we continue to expand our listening audience.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40, and by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Superbeta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Superbeta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Super Beta Prostate banner to learn more about the product. Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on to the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
To help you face the night each day, that road goes nowhere.
And now, let's return to the political cesspool.
Welcome back to the Political Cesspool radio program, everyone. Our little award-winning broadcast based here in Memphis, Tennessee on AM 1380 WLRM Radio. And, of course, thanks to the kind people at the Republic Broadcasting Network, we're now syndicated nationwide on RBN. Our most hearty thanks goes out to John Statmiller and the men there. For bringing us on and adding us to the RBN family. We couldn't be happier. I tell you, Bill, I like this commercial radio thing. It's fast, it's rapid, it's more fun than a Bell of Monkeys. What can you say about it?
It's kind of like a log roll. You just get your feet spinning and or the log spinning and you stay on as long as you can.
It never stops. Well, we hope we're only halfway through the show, believe it or not, and it's been it's gone by very fast. It's hard to believe we're halfway through the show, I guess I should say. Still a lot to come this evening, ladies and gentlemen. Before we're done, we're going to talk about the conflict way over there in Russia. Is Russia really the bad guys that everyone's saying they are in the controlled American media? Atlanta attorney Sam Dixon will answer that question. And we'll also hear from the very venerable Reverend Ted Pike before the clock runs out this evening. But on the mind now, we're very excited to have Bill and Lois Johnson on the line. They were up at the big Ron Paul Rally for the Republic convention at the Target Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And if my facts and figures are correct, these two patriotic Americans organized some of the biggest meetup groups and meetup rallies for Ron Paul this country's seen. Mr. and Mrs. Johnson, it's great to have you on the program tonight. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's certainly our pleasure. Well, I'll just turn the floor over to you. I know we had some correspondents and some of the staff members of this radio program. They're in attendance with you in Minnesota. I've heard their story, but I'd love to hear yours. What was going on up there at the Ron Paul Rally for the Republic?
Hey, Lois, go ahead.
Well, first of all, it's one of the most exciting things I've ever been to because the electricity was just so powerful. And, you know, you watch these other conventions, and I got the sense that people were cheering for a party and not for a message or for a person. But with us at the Ron Paul rally, we can't talk about Ron Paul without saying he's our hero and we love him. So we not only adore him as a person because he's such an example and such a hero of, you know, American patriotism and sticking to the truth and sticking to the traditions of the Constitution, and he's a moral man and he's, you know, just so exemplary in so many ways. He's in Washington to serve the people and not for his own ego or anything like that. So we not only adore him, but we just cling to and adore the message that he presents to us, which is truth and living by the Constitution. And so, you know, we all felt like brothers and sisters there. You just met a lot of people in the town, and we were instantly connected because of our, you know, love for Ron Paul and the Constitution and traditional America. So I just felt it was very fun, very comfortable with everyone, and very exciting.
Well, what was the attendance?
If the votes of the staff and host of the Political Festival radio program elected the president, Dr. Paul would have run the table. It was my honor to have voted for him a few months back in the Tennessee primary. In advance of that, I was out putting up yard signs for him with a very loyal local following for Ron Paul. What do you think, and listen, it goes without saying that any man who didn't win his party's nomination, if you believe that he didn't, that could gather tens of thousands of attendees at a building just to hear him talk about causes greater than anybody in that building, you got to tip your hat to that man. So the Ron Paul phenomenon, what he was able to build this year, even in defeat, is extraordinary. But do y'all believe that the momentum that he had in that building will carry on after McCain or Obama is elected? Do you think that something was born in this candidacy that will bear fruit for years to come? Was this the beginning of something, or was what happened at the Target Center the end of a very robust campaign?
Yes, I do. I think it's the beginning of something that will continue on. Now, Dr. Paul could have had a key position and speaking engagement at the Republican convention, but he refused that because he would not endorse their platform. He supports the platform that he thinks is correct, and most all of us support wholeheartedly, but he would not bend his principles, so he decided that he was not going to speak at the Republican National Convention, but he wasn't also going to try to take away their thunder and disrupt it. He wanted to hold a rally for his own supporters across the river, be not intrusive. These people that were coming to hear Ron Paul were not going to go to the Republican National Convention. He wanted to show this is the support that we have for parallel principles and overlapping principles and divergent principles. So he held it at the rally just across the river. Now, it's important to note that a year and a half ago or 2 years ago, he was a little-known congressman with a small following. He did not stand out among any of the various congressmen that were in office. As it stands today, he is the most important congressman in the nation. If Nancy Pelosi decided to have a rally to get people to turn out to listen to her speak, she would have 400 people nationwide to turn out. Yet to hear Dr. Paul, there were over 10,000 people. That was just at the Rally of the Republic. The night before, there was a rally at a football field, and the football field was packed with people listening to music, just fellowshipping, just meeting, mingling, and the electricity was dynamic.
this is something that is going to continue on, it's going to grow, and it's going to provide a basis for us to save our nation.
I know this being broadcast live on the Republic Broadcasting Network and their affiliates out there, they have to be some Ron Paul supporters out there. If you're a Ron Paul fan, you voted for Dr. Paul in the primaries, give us a call. We want to hear from you. You're talking on the line. We're talking with Bill and Lois Johnson, two of the biggest Ron Paul supporters and activists there are. They want to hear from you. Any questions regarding the future of Ron Paul? Let's hear from you. 1-800-313-9443. Again, that call in number to RBN headquarters, 1-800-313-9443. Call up. Be on the line with us here in the Political Cesspool. Bill Rowland, take it away.
Bill and Lois, let me ask you a question. Was there any talk about forming a third party during this convention? Was there any discussion or serious discussion about coming out of the convention with a new party?
No, I did not hear any of that. In fact, I was rather disappointed in that Ron Paul is a Republican. He doesn't agree with much of the Republican platform, but he has been a Republican, and he is strongly entrenched in the Republican Party as an outsider, but as a member of the party. So there was not that discussion of forming a third party. However, there were just lots of discussion about how we can move this movement ahead, and I think they want to do it within the Republican Party, but it's really, Ron Paul has always taken a position, you know, he's a part of our revolution. So the direction that we want to take it, we have the ability to do that. So I think that this will move forward, and my hope is that it will move forward in a viable third position.
We know, I think anybody who has been basically a Republican voter all their lives understand that the Republican Party stonewalls candidates that they don't feel adequately represent the interests of the more prominent Republicans. I don't think John McCain really should have been nominated, considering, I don't see how he won a single state. He was behind in three, but somebody decided that John McCain was going to get the crown and scepter. And it seems to me that this is the problem with both parties, is that we were discussed with a previous guest that it's simply a matter of passing the uniform, you know, from one candidate to another. So did Ron Paul or anybody suggest how you're going to move the Republican Party, or any party for that matter, out of the status quo and out of the establishment mentality that they have?
Well, you know, it was really interesting because Jesse Ventura was one of the speakers, and I don't really endorse him or anything. I was a little skeptical, but he said some very good things. He said that in the early 90s, the League of Women Voters held the debates, and they were a lot more equitable, and that's why Ross Perot was able to get so many votes. And then Bob Dole and Bill Clinton came along, and they didn't like that at all because this third-party business was really growing. So they took the debates out of the League of Women's Voters and gave it to, I don't know, somebody in the media or something.
It was a federal commission.
Yeah, so it was not equitable after that. And I came away from the rally with the understanding that Ron Paul's main focus right now with this campaign for liberty, which I think is an effective way to proceed, is just almost complete education. So this campaign for liberty is going to be focused on just getting the word out to Americans that we are way off course. The Republican Party has gone way off course, and we need to return to the Republic. I mean, what the whole purpose of the Republic was. So I think it's going to be a lot of education, a lot of talks, a lot of pamphlets, a lot of passing out education, passing out literature, educating your neighbors, getting on talk shows, running for office, that kind of thing. That's what I came away with the understanding of.
You've seen Dr. Paul, Lois, I mean, out there, the man's 73, 74 years old, out there fighting like a Spartan, I mean, fighting like an enraged madman. I say that affectionately, certainly not like a madman like McCain is, but yeah. You just have to admire the tenacity and the never say die attitude that this elder statesman is putting forth. And you're right. We would do all too well if we could emulate only half of that energy and dynamic that Ron Paul embodies. Mike from Illinois is on the line with a question or comment for Ron Paul activists and supporters Bill and Lois Johnson, who are on the line as our guests right now. Mike, are you there?
Yeah, I am. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good, buddy. Good to hear from you.
Good, good. I'm a regular listener to RBN. I just wanted to call and welcome you guys to the network. Hopefully it'll be a successful show. Sounds good so far.
Thank you, buddy.
You're welcome. As far as Ron Paul goes, I'm a big supporter. I probably had traditionally more liberal views until recently, and I still probably do, but I recognize that Ron Paul is the real deal, primarily because he's an America first and not Israel first.
Amen.
He's probably one of maybe two or three at the most people of our entire Congress that aren't traitors. It's absolutely mind-blowing that people who are born here, who have American parents, you know, I personally, my background is Persian. I'm Iranian-American. And, I mean, for me, I mean, to see these Americans, multi-generational Americans, sell out their country for political gain and, you know, money, it's just sickening. And it's refreshing to see Ron Paul put his country first. You know, that's why I support him.
Bill Lois, would you like to respond to that? I agree with you wholeheartedly, caller. Thank you for your comment.
Ron Paul is involved in politics because of ideals and principles. He's not in it for his person. He doesn't want to control our lives. He doesn't want to tell us what to do. He wants to put forward principles that he thinks are important. And because of that, he is unbending. If he thinks a principle is important to promote, he will promote it regardless of the pressure that comes from the media, from lobbying groups, from foreign nations. And so that is one of the unique reasons why we've rallied around this man, is because we know he is wholly dependable and reliable to do what he thinks is right. And if you don't think what he is doing is right, it's not because he's compromising his principles. It's because there is a legitimate divergence of opinion.
Well,
he is a man of integrity.
He said flat out that if he was offered the vice presidency, that he would turn it down because it would be a betrayal of his principles to accept that, knowing what John McCain is going to do and that his name would be attached to such a ticket. But Bill and Lois, I know we touched on this earlier. You get 10,000 people. Over 10,000 people into an arena, that's an army, that's a legion. What do you expect, or how do you expect those people to be used in the future to keep the momentum born in this campaign going long after the next abomination is elected?
Okay. Well, first of all, the person that was kind of the architect of the grassroots efforts within the Ron Paul campaign, his name was Kent Snyder, he died recently. From pneumonia, and so that created a big vacuum, and someone has to step in and take his place. During the three-day rally for the Republican Convention, there were leadership and training meetings for one person from each congressional district to talk to them about the grassroots efforts. That's one effort that they're doing. There are also other people that are kind of learning the ropes, and to try to move forward on coalescing the movement into a machine that will be effective. That we will see within this coming year. Last night, Ron Paul was on the Colbert Report, and they were joking. It was quite funny. Dr. Paul has a real quick wit, and they determined at the end that Ron Paul doesn't have much of a chance this year, so at Colbert's pushing, he's going to run for president in the 2009 election next year.
And so, listen, guys, we got about 50 seconds left before we go to break. I want to thank y'all for being with us. 30 seconds. Any final thoughts? Anything you'd like to convey to our audience before we have to let you go?
Lois, you have anything?
Well, I would just say stay tuned and, you know, just keep online and see what's going on. And I think they're just at the beginning of the revolution. That's what they kept saying. This is the beginning of the revolution. So stay tuned and just be ready to work when they need us.
And one point that I want to make is
sure.
This is the basis for the change that we need. And if you're not fully on board on Ron Paul's platform, that's okay, because he will provide the basis. The platform will provide the basis for to correct the nation's ills.
Hey, guys, I'll tell you what, and I mean it in all sincerity. If every voter in this nation was as well-informed as you guys and as active as you guys, we wouldn't be in this sad shape of affairs that we're in. I want to thank you for your activism. Thank you for being with us tonight. Keep up the good work, and God bless you.
Thank you very much. Great show.
Goodbye. Thank you. Bill and Lois Johnson, everybody. We're about to come up on our next commercial break. We got a couple of callers waiting in the wings. The Political Festival will return right after this here on RBN with your hosts, James Edwards and Bill Rowland.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hi folks, Ronnie McMullen here, host of The Prophetic Watch. As a radio host, many products cross my desk every week. Few products are truly worth endorsing because they don't work or there is some kind of catch or gimmick. Dr. Miller's Life Change Tea does exactly what it says. It cleans your body of chemicals, toxins, and parasites, and the effect is you lose weight. That's right, you lose weight. I wouldn't put my name behind this product if it didn't work. Here's how you order. Online, getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us, 928-308-0408. That's area code 928-308-0408. Finally, a natural prior you won't be disappointed in. Getthetea.com.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
And now, let's return to the political cesspool.
It's going by way too fast, ladies and gentlemen. We're already 2 hours into this program. Only 1 hour left. What are we going to do? Welcome back to the show. James Edwards, Bill Rowland here with you on the political cesspool. We got a lot of callers waiting in the wings. Let's try to get to them. First, Betty in South Carolina. Then we're going to hear from our own correspondent, Peter Stanton in Virginia. Betty, are you there?
Yes, I am.
How you doing, my friend?
Just fine, thank you. I'm delighted with your new show. I was hoping to talk when Bill and Lois Johnson were still on.
I'm sorry about that. Can you, will you settle for me and Bill Rowland?
I surely will.
What can we do for you?
Well, I'm trying to put together, I was so impressed with Ron Paul's speech, and I'm trying to get a concise statement of planks, such as the Communist Manifesto has got 10 planks that are concisely stated.
Right.
And my problem is that from Ron Paul's speech, I can come up with 10 negative statements, and it calls to mind, you know, most of the things in the Ten Commandments are negative statements. And I don't know, somebody else has heard that speech. What
well, I
got to
be honest, I haven't.
Statement?
Bill, did you? I know you watched Ron Paul's speech on C-SPAN.
Well, you can't argue with the author of the Ten Commandments. So I think that's a good, that's always a good model to use for anything. But you know, I'm concerned with this rally did not really create a manifesto. I agree that there should have been something that was in every newspaper in the country that was broadcast over every network. At least one or two points that came out of that big gathering. And there wasn't really anything of substance that came out, except people were excited and they were looking forward to the next election.
Yeah, I agree with you, Bill. It's going to be interesting to see, and I'm hopeful.
I just hope that
Bill
didn't go away.
All right, that this is going to be the seeds were planted for a major harvest of patriotism somewhere down the road. We'll see. I'd like to see more come out of this than what I've seen so far, but by and large, it was a great outpouring, really an unprecedented, at least in recent history, what we saw up there. It wasn't a bad thing at all. Will it be everything we hope for? Remains to be seen. Betty, thank you so much for the call. Please continue to tune in. We appreciate you. Pete in Virginia. Peter Stanton is our longtime political cesspool correspondent. And when you're talking about activism, Pete does it on a grassroots level. He has crashed a Michelle Obama fundraiser or Barack Obama's speech, decked out in Ron Paul gear, waving a sign that says www.thepoliticalcesspool.org. Pete, when you were last on our show, we had 30 minutes reserved for you to tell your story. You got about a minute and a half now.
Okay, I'll do my best. Let me start with Michelle Obama. She was coming to the Harrison Opera House down here in Norfolk for a fundraiser, raise money for old man. I was part of the Ron Paul meetup group, or I'm still am. I said, hey, I'm going to go to this meetup group. And I said, you know what? Let me hold a sign. This is thepoliticalcesspool.org and write in Ron Paul because, you know, that's what I'm going to do come election day. So I was interviewed by the local television media, and I was on for about a total second and a half. And then fast forward to this past month, Barack Obama came to Chesapeake, Virginia for a town hall meeting. And I was standing outside with the same sign. I carry my car. And 3,000 people had to wait to go into the high school that he was going to speak in. So they were waiting in line, getting through security for the Secret Service. So then they looked. They had nowhere to go, so they looked over me and saw my sign.
And we got less than 30 seconds. Don't go anywhere. Just stick with us through the break. We'll put the exclamation point on this on the other side, and we'll get to the point of all this. Well, I wanted to bring you on for a couple of minutes. Just sit tight. We'll be back. James Edwards, Bill Rowland, the political festival continues. Full steam ahead right after this.
Gold has been.